What do you eat when no one's looking? KNKX staffers are willing to tell all, but Dick Stein stays tight-lipped. Can food commentator Nancy Leeson pry out his secret snack confession? The shocking truth revealed in this encore episode of Food for Thought.
Stein, what do you eat when no one's looking?
That would completely defeat the purpose if I were to tell it now. What about you, Nancy?
Well, for me, it's got to be fatty, salty, preferably both.
And fried?
Cured meats are really big for me. Salami, thin slices of ham, rolled up with a smear of honey mustard.
And then fried.
Fried with cheese. Come on already. What is it that you like to eat when no one's looking? Fess up.
Maybe we'll get to it a little bit later. But I did ask some of the folks here at KNKX what they ate when they were all alone and no one could see them.
Hunks of iceberg lettuce dipped in mayonnaise. Don't use my name.
Oh, that'd be a pretty good snack for when you have the blues.
When I asked around, I got some strange answers, too. Kettle chips and cottage cheese in aardvark. That's aardvark hot sauce.
Well, that's funny. Gabe Spitzer said he liked potato chips dipped in peanut butter.
A lot of people can't get enough peanut butter. Almost everyone had that on their list. They eat it on crackers, on apples, or right off the spoon.
Ever have those Trader Joe's pretzels stuffed with peanut butter?
Oh, I love pretzels stuffed with peanut butter. The strangest combo I heard about was Trader Joe's O's, the cereal, with melted butter and olive oil, chili lime seasoning, garlic powder, and brewer's yeast.
Whoa, that's pretty wild. But I believe that we at KNKX can top it.
This is sound effect producer Kevin Kniestad. Sometimes when a salt lick just isn't salty enough, I'll make a package of Top Ramen, portion out the noodles into muffin tins, throw some shredded cheese over the top of that, and broil it. And you get this muffin-shaped, globby, Top Ramen noodle cheesy thing.
Oh, man, I don't know about that one. And I'm a guy that's eaten Chef Boyardee straight out of the can.
I have a pal in Japan, Steven, and he likes something called Cheesetara, which he describes as a modern Japanese snacking hookup between string cheese and codfish, which may or may not contain any real cheese.
Cheese seems to play a pretty big part in the feedback I've been getting.
Yeah, me too. So many people confess their love for grilled cheese sandwiches and Cheez-Its and goldfish crackers.
Goldfish crackers. Funny you should mention that.
Ed Ronco, all things considered host here. I can wipe out an entire school of goldfish crackers in the space it takes to watch two episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm not proud.
I don't feel bad about it, Ed. Your boss goes you're one better. Or worse, depending on how you want to look at it.
Aaron Hennessy, KNKX News Director, Cheetos.
You can tell it's been a big news day if Aaron Hennessy's fingers and face are orange.
My friend Susan told me she's not proud that when her husband Ken isn't around, she's known to eat a whole tub of Cozy Shack chocolate pudding. I feel the same way about Cozy Shack's rice pudding.
And speaking of rice.
Emily Fahey, plain white rice and ketchup.
Heinz or Hunt's? All right, Stein, stop dodging the question. What do you eat when you're alone and no one's looking?
I don't like to say, Nance.
You got to tell me. Come on. The punters are waiting.
All right, fine. It's organic broccoli with tofu and flaxseed. I'm so ashamed.
With KNKX food talker Dick.
Mr. Natural.
Right, Stein.
Cheese, Nancy.
More cheese, please.
Listen.